From the return of a nearly extinct bird species to a high school student that unknowingly revolutionized how astronomers hunt for hidden objects in space. Hey, I'm your host Regis, and this video will put a smile on your face. We'll go through the most exciting good news stories from this month. From Finland launching a $1.4 billion green hydrogen leap to a breakthrough that could save countless of lives from deadly hospital microbes. This month has been packed with hope, innovation, and game-changing discoveries. We start our journey in Maryland, which just made history as the first U.S. state to achieve the ambitious 30 by 30 conservation goal 6 years ahead of schedule. This milestone means that 30% of the state's land, or nearly 960,000 hectares, is now permanently protected from construction. That's a larger area than the entire island of Cyprus. The land includes a wide range of ecosystems, spanning from the sprawling Green Ridge State Forest in western Maryland to the marshlands near the Chesapeake Bay. This was a monumental task, but Maryland made it happen after years of dedicated conservation programs and collaboration among government agencies, nonprofits, and private landowners. But reaching the 30% mark is not just a symbolic achievement. It brings real, measurable benefits for the environment. In 2023 alone, Maryland's trees and forests absorbed 6.5 million metric tons of carbon dioxide, and protected lands prevented tens of thousands of kilograms of nitrogen and phosphorus from flowing into the Chesapeake Bay. Now, Maryland is setting its sights even higher. The state is already planning its next steps, with a new target of protecting 40% of its land by 2040. But protecting nature doesn't always mean protecting land. Sometimes it means protecting species that have made it their home. The Guam kingfisher once thrived across the island of Guam. Then in the 1940s, brown tree snakes were accidentally brought to the island and nearly wiped out the species.
Brown tree snakes were introduced to Guam shortly after World War II, and upon their arrival in the population of the island, they devastated the island's avifauna, causing the extinction of over 10 species of birds.
By 1988, the last wild Guam kingfisher had vanished from its native habitat. Luckily, in the late 1980s, a group of biologists had managed to rescue 29 birds and began a global breeding program. 9 young birds had been hand-reared in United States zoos, trained to hunt and forage, and then released on the Palmyra Atoll. This tiny remote island, located thousands of kilometers from Guam, is predator-free and seemed like the perfect place for the kingfisher's recovery. Then, in March 2025, biologists climbed up to check a nest almost 4 meters off the ground and found a perfectly shaped white egg. It was the first wild-laid Guam kingfisher egg in almost 40 years. 5 days later, they found a second one, and more eggs followed. This was a clear sign that the kingfisher is starting to adapt to the new environment. Hopefully, these tiny steps will take the species into a bright new future. While the Guam kingfisher is just starting its recovery in the wild, a lake in the northeastern United States is celebrating its own victory. Lake Champlain's native lake trout has declared victory against extinction. The species was once nearly wiped out by pollution, overfishing, and invasive sea lampreys. Now, for the first time in over 50 years, lake trout doesn't need human help to keep their population thriving. Scientists have been repopulating the lake with trout for decades now, and this spring, they finally declared that the species had been fully restored. After years of hard work, wildlife managers in New York, Vermont, and the United States Fish and Wildlife Service had every reason to celebrate. Speaking of conservation victories, one American city just got a very special international designation. Back in 1969, CBS News called Chattanooga the dirtiest city in America. Since then, it has undergone decades of transformation. Today, Chattanooga boasts more than 100 parks and over 55 kilometers worth of trails. But that's not all. It just became the first city in North America to be officially recognized as a national park city. This international title celebrates cities that connect people with nature and prioritize sustainable living.
Chattanooga's already been doing this stuff for decades. Chattanooga was known as the dirtiest, most polluted city in the United States. And now it's been voted a couple of times as the best outdoor city. It's got community organizations together over a number of decades to clean up the river, create a world-class aquarium that's devoted to native species that you see in this river, and taking so many civic actions to make the city greener, healthier, and to help people connect with nature.
The campaign involved support from over 5,600 citizens, public officials, nonprofits, and different grassroots organizations. Although the title of a national park city doesn't bring in any direct funding, it's a big win for the citizens of Chattanooga and cements the city's green identity. Next up, an incredible discovery made by a U.S. teenager named Mateo is going to blow your mind. But before we take a look at this incredible story, we quickly want to thank our long-term partner, CyberGhost VPN, for sponsoring this video. With over 38 million users worldwide and a near-perfect score on Trustpilot, this is one of the most recommended VPN providers on the market. A VPN is essential for protecting your digital privacy. And if you think you're already covered because you only browse in incognito mode, think again. Plenty of eyes are watching you every time you go online. And incognito mode only gives you a false sense of privacy. Your internet service provider, your school or work's IT department, even your home Wi-Fi router, they can all track what you do online. And that's where CyberGhost VPN comes in. Simply select one of their over 100 locations before you browse to encrypt and reroute all of your traffic through their secure servers. This way, no one will even know about your online activity. CyberGhost also unlocks geo-restricted games and content from over 40 streaming platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Disney+. You can even score better deals online by simply changing your virtual location. It works on all major devices and operating systems, Windows, macOS, Android, iOS, and you can protect up to 7 devices at the same time. Perfect for sharing with friends and family. With our link, cyberghostvpn.com/goodnews, you can try CyberGhost for just $2.03 a month, plus 4 months for free, which is a whopping 84% off. There's also a 45-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Thanks again to CyberGhost VPN for sponsoring this video. We're now heading back to space, as a teenager has just made one of the most incredible discoveries in modern astronomy. He uncovered 1.5 million previously unknown objects in space. It all started when Mateo attended a summer research program at Caltech and got familiar with NASA's NEOWISE telescope. NEOWISE was initially designed to detect asteroids near the Earth by scanning the sky in infrared light. But Mateo realized that he could use that data to detect other celestial objects that flicker, pulse, or flare in brightness over time. These objects include supernovas, quasars, eclipsing binaries, and potentially even black holes. And that's when the teenager had a brilliant idea. He created an algorithm that scanned the data from NEOWISE for signs of cosmic activity, and it worked better than anyone could have expected. Paz created a catalog of potential celestial objects and called it VARWISE. The result? A first author peer-reviewed paper and a $250,000 first place win in the Regeneron Science Talent Search, one of the most prestigious science competitions for high schoolers in the United States.
I've really loved astronomy ever since I was a little kid, and to be able to contribute in this kind of big way into the field is really special to me. I was fully expecting a different outcome, and I just feel incredibly blessed. If I could give one piece of advice to young people with ambition, just start it. You're never gonna know before you start where you can go. You're never gonna know how exactly you're gonna do it, but your first step will lead into your next, and that's really just how you do great things in life.
But this isn't just a personal win. Scientists are now using Mateo's catalog to study binary stars and other phenomena. His AI model could also be adapted for time-based datasets in other fields, like climate or finance. Now employed by Caltech while finishing high school, Mateo continues to refine his model and mentor younger students. From the stars up in the sky, let's drop back down to Earth, where an unexpected kind of innovation promises to improve hospitals around the globe. Hospital-acquired infections are a major global concern. They're responsible for tens of thousands of preventable deaths every year. But scientists may have just painted a new line of defense. In the United Kingdom, researchers at the University of Nottingham have developed a new antimicrobial paint that kills harmful microbes on contact. It works against an ordinary flu, but also more complicated microbes, like the one that causes COVID-19. The experts infused the paint with a powerful disinfectant commonly used in dentistry. The protective coating activates as soon as it dries, wiping out bacteria and viruses from plastics, metals, and other high-touch surfaces. It's already being explored for use not just in hospitals, but on public transportation and in aerospace, where contamination risks linger despite deep cleaning. It seems like this type of antimicrobial technology could become a quiet revolution in how we protect patients from deadly surface-borne infections. From fighting superbugs on hospital walls to fighting carbon emissions in the Arctic, our next story takes us to Finland. The city of Oulu, located near Finland's Arctic Circle, is now home to the country's largest sustainable hydrogen production facility. It's all part of a gigantic project worth close to $1.5 billion that promises to cut aviation emissions by up to 80% per flight. The new plant will produce 80,000 tons of sustainable aviation fuel each and every year. That's enough to power roughly 160,000 medium-haul flights. Instead of relying on fossil fuels, the facility creates hydrogen using renewable energy and water. The process splits purified water into hydrogen and oxygen, and then combines the hydrogen with captured CO2 from local industry to synthesize a cleaner jet fuel. At full capacity, this could reduce annual carbon emissions by 2.5 million tons. For context, a single transatlantic flight releases about 144 tons of CO2 using conventional fuel. With Oulu's new blend, that number drops to just under 29 tons. Airlines using this fuel will benefit from lower carbon offset costs and improved compliance with new EU regulations, which now require at least 2% of aviation fuel to be sustainable. Plans and permits are already being made, and the construction will unfold in three separate phases. Even though it's years from completion, the project is already getting global attention. And while the sky may soon be greener, change starts even closer to home. On the Isle of Arran, a small island off of Scotland's western coast, a community solar farm was just approved for construction. Once finished, it will become Scotland's largest 100% community-owned solar energy project, with 10,000 solar panels stretched across 8 hectares of farmland just outside the town of Lamlash. Once the $6.7 million project becomes operational in 2027, it could power around 1,250 homes, providing about 25% of Arran's domestic electricity needs. But this project isn't just about clean power. It's also designed to support biodiversity and allow local farmers to continue grazing sheep around the solar arrays, blending agriculture and clean energy. This solar farm will be key to Arran's goal of becoming carbon neutral by giving the island a stable local power source that doesn't rely on the mainland grid. But the most unique thing about the farm is who owns it. The entire farm will be controlled by the island's residents through a community share model, allowing locals to invest in and directly benefit from the energy transition. The income generated will help to fund additional environmental projects and community needs. With planning permission already secured, the next step is raising the funds and getting ready to build. If all goes well, boots will be on the ground in the coming year, pushing this remote island a major step closer to its net zero future. Even though we're witnessing an increasing number of truly inspiring environmental projects, the most essential shift may not be about technology at all. It may be about us. A global survey of 130,000 people has just revealed something extraordinary. 89% of people across 125 countries believe their governments should do more to fight climate change. In China, 97% of citizens surveyed say that they want more climate action from their government. In the United States, that number is 74%. Best of all, the survey also showed that people who support climate action are also in the mood to invest in the sector. But despite the overwhelming support, most people stay silent because they think that they're in the minority. This gap between what people believe and what they think is known as the spiral of silence. People care, but they assume others don't, so they don't speak up or push for more action. A new initiative called the 89% Project aims to change that. Led by The Guardian, with support from dozens of newsrooms and organizations around the world, the project is bringing this data to light. If enough people realize that they're part of a global movement, it could lead to what's known as a social tipping point, a moment when public support surges into real policy change. As it turns out, most of the world wants to act, and when governments finally figure that out, they'll have to listen. Sometimes the most ancient miracles take root in the most ordinary places. In the quiet garden of a retired English couple, one of the world's rarest trees, known as the dinosaur tree, has just borne fruit for the very first time. The Wollemi pine dates back over 90 million years. and was once thought to be extinct. That all changed in 1994, when a small cluster of these trees was rediscovered in Woolamy National Park in Australia. To help save the species, young Woolamy pines were grown and distributed to select buyers, including Pamela and Alistair Thompson. The couple planted a 46-centimeter tall sapling in their garden back in 2010 and nurtured it for 15 long years. That tree stands almost 4 meters tall today. But the biggest surprise came this spring, when the pine finally produced both male and female cones, which means it's ready to reproduce. This important milestone proved that Woolamy pines can thrive even outside of their native habitat. Since only 46 adult trees and 43 juveniles are known to exist in the wild, having a healthy tree ready to reproduce in a completely different climate is a minor miracle. It's amazing to think that this tree flourished along with the dinosaurs. Real quick before we continue, I want to hear your thoughts about this. Which of these good news stories are you the most excited about? Leave your comments down below, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel for your weekly dose of positivity. Okay, let's get back to the video. Meanwhile, on the snowy peaks of the Himalayas, another conservation story hits new milestones. According to official estimates by Nepal, the country now has 397 snow leopards roaming its rugged mountain terrain. This is the first time the country has made a consolidated count of the elusive ghost cat population. Until now, experts had to guess the approximate numbers. But between 2015 and 2024, they carefully tracked these rare animals using strict international guidelines set by the PAWS initiative. Though Nepal accounts for just 2% of global snow leopard habitat, it holds nearly 10% of the world's population, making it one of the species' most vital strongholds. The country now estimates that it has around 397 snow leopards. This isn't an exact headcount, but a carefully calculated number that falls just below the average of the expected range. Nepal's snow leopard population is estimated to fall between 331 and 476 individuals. It's the most accurate snapshot ever produced by the Himalayan nation. And although the number might seem low, it's actually good news, because for the first time, Nepal has solid data to work with, rather than just guesswork and speculation. After nearly a decade of studies, camera traps, DNA testing, and habitat modeling, scientists finally know where snow leopards are doing well and where they need more protection. This means better planning, better conservation, and better chances for the ghost cat's future. Nepal's neighbor, China, also has some great news for the environment. In a historic shift, the country's wind and solar energy capacity has officially overtaken its mostly coal-based power capacity. As of the first quarter of 2025, China reported 1,482 gigawatts of installed wind and solar capacity, surpassing the 1,451 gigawatts of thermal capacity for the first time ever. This surge is the result of sustained investment, policy support, and record-breaking expansion in renewable energy infrastructure. In just the first 3 months of 2025, China added almost 75 gigawatts of new wind and solar capacity. The electricity generated from these sources now accounts for 22.5% of the country's total power use, which is a jump of more than 4 percentage points compared to last year. China has now reached its 2030 goal of 1,200 gigawatts of solar and wind capacity, nearly 6 years ahead of schedule. This is more than just a milestone. It's a signal that even the world's largest emitter can begin reshaping its energy future. It really looks like the world is slowly but surely becoming a cleaner, happier place, and it's amazing to see endangered wildlife making a comeback. Share your thoughts in the comments below. And if you want to try CyberGhost VPN, make sure to use our link to get their special discount for just $2.03 a month, 4 months for free, and 45 days money back guaranteed. CyberGhost VPN will protect your data while you browse and give you full access to all blocked content on the internet. As always, thank you so much for watching, and I'll be back soon with more good news.